Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, everybody. I've got another no music, no nonsense bonus episode for you this week. This interview, to be honest with you, at first when I was reading it, I thought there was some significant information there. But after listening to it and reading the transcripts, honestly, I don't think it's of a whole lot of use. However, a few listeners who have access to other parts of the case file have continually requested to hear this interview. So I wanted to go ahead and play it for you as a bonus. What you're going to hear today is an interview with a friend of Becky's named Jeannie McDaniel. Jeannie seems to have been more of a friend of Becky's months and months before the murder. She had a baby in February. Her and Becky were hanging out a lot then. She says that they've only seen each other 3 times since then. We know from the phone records that in Becky's last couple of weeks of life, she had no contact with Jeannie other than Jeannie trying to call her on the day before she was killed when she didn't answer. And Becky tried to call her, and she didn't answer the next day, the day of the murders. Now, the important things you're going to hear in this interview is Jeannie tells Detective LeClaire that Becky had told her that Robert was crazy and that he had been calling Becky for months and he didn't like or couldn't accept that she had a new boyfriend. And you're also going to hear that she says Becky told her that Becky and Javier had not only a full-on dating relationship but also an intimate one. And I think those 2 points are the most important ones, the reasons people wanted to hear this interview. And I want you to make your own decisions, but what I want you to listen for is listen to how she backs off of those statements as the interview goes on and listen to how her verbiage changes along the way. At the beginning of the interview, everything is stated as absolute and as fact. But as the interview goes on, we realize that most of it's not actually fact. For example, at the beginning, she says, well, Becky told her all these things about Robert. And then her language slowly starts to change, and she says, well, Becky pretty much said when she's talking about those things. And then later on, we hear that Becky didn't say anything, but she just felt that way. The same thing is true of Becky's relationship with Javier. She hangs onto that one for much longer. But by the end of the interview, she seems to be implying that these are just the impressions that she got because she heard Becky tell Javier, I love you on the phone, and because of Javier's MySpace. So it goes from Becky told me these things about their relationship to I assume these things about their relationship because of X, Y, and Z. So listen, decide for yourself, let me know in social media, but I wanted to get this out there for you guys because it was requested by several people. So after a quick break, here is your bonus episode interview uncut with Jeannie McDaniel.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
You can't hide those indications, and that's why yesterday I knew that he did it.
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special.
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just say you're sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You were up at 4, baking pastries at 5, and open at 6. 100th cappuccino by 8, 200th customer by 9, and there's still 12 hours to go. That's why you need a business broadband that works as hard as you do. Introducing Sky Business. With 4G internet backup and our stay connected guarantee, that's better business. To find out more, visit skybusiness.com. Sky Fiber only, 30-second 4G activation or one-off credit. New customers, Pro Plus packs only. T's and C's apply.
Today, the date is Monday the 26th of February. It's about 4 o'clock. And this is an interview with Jenny McDaniel at the Palm Desert Station.
I'm Gary LeClaire. I'm the investigator who's overseeing Becky Friedley's death. And it was my understanding that you may have some information.
Right.
We've never met before.
Right.
Have you talked to the police before about this?
I haven't talked to the police. I've been really, because I know her and I know her stepsisters, and so, I mean, I've known them before any of this happened. I went to high school with them. So her stepsister, John Hayward's daughter, Katie, I was telling her on MySpace, I was like, well, I had a conversation with her in my bathroom that I think might maybe have some way or something. Like, this has got to go somewhere sometime soon. So I was like, you know, would it matter? And she's like, well, can I give him your number? And I was like, sure. And then he called me and I'm like, all right, let's get this done.
Okay. Let me get a little bit of information from you.
Okay.
Your last name is what?
McDaniel.
Just a common story?
Mm-hmm.
And your first name?
Legally it's Gina, but I go by Jeannie.
Okay, how do you spell Jeannie?
J-E-A-N-I-E.
J-E-A-N-I-E.
Mm-hmm.
And your middle name?
Nicole, N-I-C-O-L.
And your birthday? Now, where do you live right now?
Emerald Place Apartments.
Okay, what's the address there?
That's Indio 92203.
And the number I called you, is that your cell phone? Do you have a home phone there?
Yeah, it's...
Do you work?
Mm-hmm. I work at Town of Bahamas in Oxdale.
Are you there?
I'm sure. Actually, today's my first day, so it's not like it's official or anything.
Do you work tonight or you already work today?
I already work this morning.
This should be pretty decent, huh?
250 a day sounds decent to me. 4 hours of work.
So are you paying daily rate?
No, they tips because it's so outrageously famous. Just wham bam.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a 1-year-old, so it helps.
Where were you working prior to that?
CPK.
What's that?
California Beach Kitchen.
Oh.
Sorry.
So, how long have you known Becky?
Well, I worked at Applebee's prior to getting pregnant with my daughter, and I want to say I met her a month before I got pregnant, so I want to say May of 05. And I worked her really good friend Claire, and I worked together, so she came in with Claire to Applebee's. And I started talking to her, and I was like, oh, this girl's nice. We exchanged numbers and started hanging out. Then we had a class together at COD, a site class. And then we hung out all the time. We went up to Stockton together. I mean, we did everything together. I mean, I was like this big walking around with this girl. I mean, and then,
I
just met her at Applebee's. We hung out all the time. Like, she was one of the first people I called when I was in labor. We were really, really close.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like I said, we had class every, I think it was Mondays and Wednesdays or Tuesdays. I don't know, twice a week. And we would always hang out between our other classes that we had later that night. So we would always go out to eat, or we'd go to the calf, or we would do something. We were just always, always, always together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she had some boyfriends, like, the whole time that I met a couple times. It was kind of weird, but...
Do you know his name?
Robert. Mm-hmm. And I found out yesterday, I went to Circuit City yesterday. He works at Circuit City. I don't know if that's relevant, but he works at Circuit City, and he knows who I am. And I saw him, and he comes in, he used to come to CPK. He's come in there at least 3 times. And every time he comes in, I always give him a look, because I swear to God, I know he has something to do with it. I know he has something to do with it. Like, and every time I give him a look, and he won't look at me. So yesterday, I went with my boyfriend, and he was working, and I looked at him, and he gave me, like, the scaredest look and walked away so quick. Because as soon as I'm face-to-face with him, my mouth is going to shoot off. So he knows. So he walks away from me every time.
So you met him in Becky's presence before?
Oh, yeah. On our way to Stockton, I met him, like, oh, hi, how are you at COD, and that was it. And that was just whatever. They were doing something, and I walked by, and that was it. But I met him at, when we went to Stockton in November of 2005, we went to Stockton, and we stopped off at his little sister's soccer practice in Cat City, I want to say. My boyfriend was in school, I don't know, it was in elementary school, and he came out to the car, and I met his little sister, and she had pictures of him in her car, and I talked to him for a good 20 minutes, and he was just like, where are you going? Da-da-da-da. Why are you going up there? And it was just kind of going, he was just kind of shady, you know what I mean? So that happened, I never saw him ever again, and then she came to my house one night before she had to work. I want to say it's a month. I didn't get you the exact date because we took pictures and I could go back on my computer and look at the date, the exact date she was at my house. And my daughter made a mess and we cleaned it up when we were in the bathroom washing our hands. And I asked her, I said, what's going on with Robert? You know, whatever happened with that whole deal? And she goes, oh, I can't talk to him. He's crazy. And I said, why? Because I've always been sketchy about that guy. And I was like, why? She told me, she goes, because I started dating, I don't remember his name, I want to say Jose, Bonnie Garcia's son, the Garcia kid. And so I started dating him, and Robert found out about it, and just went psycho crazy, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I guess he was calling her, making threats, this and that, and she brushed it off like it was nothing. And I said, you need to
Who was calling?
Robert. Robert was calling Becky. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he was calling her or what, but she just said that, I mean, it had stopped for a little bit, but she said that when she first got with the Garcia guy, that Robert found out and was crazy jealous, I guess, and was just constantly calling and making threats and doing this and doing that, but she didn't specify anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've talked to, you know, her stepsisters, I've talked to friends, and just we all sit there and talk, and everybody has the same idea. Everybody said, you know, Becky said on more than one occasion that he's crazy. And that he is capable of this, or he is capable of that, and he was obsessed with her. And it seems to me like it was just like a love triangle thing, but I don't understand how her parents got involved in it. But that's just what I think. I mean, we got into it like more in depth in the bathroom, because like, how long have you had a conversation in the bathroom for? So, but she said that Robert was cheating on her a lot, and he already had another girlfriend, so she kept saying, I don't understand why he's doing this when he's with someone else.
Give me an approximate time so I get an idea what our time frame is when you had this conversation.
I want to say a month or two before she died.
Okay.
It wasn't like a week or anything. It was a good amount of time before she died.
Do you remember what month she died?
September 17th.
Okay. So you're saying sometime in August?
I want to say August or July. I know it was really, really, really hot.
Okay.
So it wasn't like way before she died.
No, in July or August. So August.
Okay.
Were you good friends with Becky still?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys hang out a lot?
Not as much as we used to because I had my daughter. So, But she would always come to the house when I lived in La Quinta at my grandma's house. She would always come over. My grandma has Alzheimer's and Becky would always sit down and talk to her and this and that. She was around a lot.
Okay. And the cell phone you have?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you had that cell phone?
Since I was 18.
Okay. Then you were 23?
21.
81. So, 85. Okay. So, Becky tells you that Robert is this crazy guy.
Yeah.
I mean, did she tell you anything specifically?
I think honestly that she was sugarcoating it. Not sugarcoating. I think she was kind of just not wanting to make a big deal about it because she was very brief. And I was like, well, if you're telling me some guy is crazy, I wouldn't just sit there and be like, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of prying it out of her. And she wasn't the type to just be like, oh, my God, ugh, someone's coming after me.
Well, why? I mean, what was so crazy about him?
I don't know. She wouldn't get into specifics.
I mean, did you ask her?
She'd always tell me, like, I don't want to get into it. But then she got, and I don't know if you know about this, I know her sister knows about this, she got a message on, I don't remember who got the message, but someone got a message, oh, it was her stepsister Katie, got a message on MySpace saying, from some girl saying, I'm really sorry what happened to your sister, but maybe she should stay away from other people's boyfriends next time. And so, I mean, with that being said, that could go either way, because that could be the new boyfriend or that could be the old boyfriend.
When was that?
I don't know. Katie would probably know more than I would. That's just from what she told me.
So this is what Katie is telling you, or Katie told someone else?
Or Katie probably told someone else, like, but it was from Katie. Okay. Katie in my face.
So it filtered down to you that this person said, I'm sorry. What happened, but maybe
it wasn't like a heartfelt, like, oh, I'm sorry. It was like, oh, that sucks, but maybe next time.
Okay. So, going back with Robert in this conversation, I mean, how long should we get these phone calls?
Well, I didn't. When I had my daughter, I had my daughter, and everything was crazy at my house, so she didn't come by to see my daughter for a while. But the first time she came by, I want to say she's maybe 2 months old. And my daughter's born February 1st. So I want to say, we'll say April, she came by.
This is, so 05. 06. 06. 06.
Okay. My daughter's
born
February
06.
Okay. So she came by, and when was I going to say?
Phone calls.
Oh, yeah. She just said that he was just calling or whatever, but they were kind of on the rocks. That's the impression I got, is they were on the rocks at that point. But she didn't really touch on it too much. But she made comments all the time that she wasn't allowed in his house, his mom didn't like her, that his family just hated her, and that was another reason she felt she couldn't be with him, is because she didn't have his family support on their relationship. Mm-hmm. She's kind of family-oriented, so that kind of bugged her.
I mean, how is this different than your usual 18, 19, 20-year-old dating relationship with other people? I mean, do you see this thing different?
I don't really have that much to go on except my gut and what she's pretty much told me, and from what other people say, or this or that. But, I mean, it seemed to me that she was bothered by the phone calls when she was, the most recent time I saw her when she came to my house. It seemed like she was really bothered about the phone calls, but she didn't want to talk about it. But she was really, really upset because she told me after they broke up, she was still kind of seeing him a little bit. So I'm thinking that's where that MySpace comment came from, but I'm not sure which guy they're talking about.
When did Robert and Becky break up?
I don't know.
You know Robert's last name?
I don't. Everybody asks me that, and I don't, but in order to just see, it wouldn't be hard to figure it out. So, but I figured you guys probably talked to her. I feel like that's like the first person everybody thinks did it or had something to do with it. Mm-hmm. But then, Katie was telling me that, from what you guys have pretty much hinted, that it was a professional that did it. So I'm thinking this 18, 20, however old Katie is, how could he have concocted something like that? So then that kind of throws my head for a loop. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Well, we'll just stick with the facts because everyone's going to hear different things and put their own spin on things.
Right.
So I don't want that to kind of convolute your thinking with the facts. How long did Becky and Robert date?
A while. I want to say a good 3 years. Like, a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, I mean, I was there for the end of the relationship, so I mean, it could have been an on-off again thing. I'm not really
When do you think it ended?
Well, I know they were together when I had my daughter in February. So I know they were together then.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it was rocky like 2 months after that. And then I know for sure the last time I saw her, it was done, and it had been done for a couple months because she'd already been with this Jose guy for like 2 months.
Now, the Jose guy you're talking about.
I think that's
this is the progress here?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know any of her other sons?
My daughter's dad is really, he's really good friends with.
Bonnie has a son named Javier.
Javier, that's what I meant. Javier.
So, what was Becky's relationship with Javier?
When she died, they were together, boyfriend, girlfriend. Before, I wanted to see kind of like what she was about. Oh, she has a new boyfriend, so I checked out his MySpace. He had pictures of her, and apparently that what she told me is he treated her like gold. She was so happy with him, stoked. So I don't think that had anything to do with it, because she was glowing when she talked about him.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What's your relationship with Claire?
I don't really talk to her anymore. I haven't really talked to her since I had my daughter. We were just coworkers. We weren't really friends.
But you knew Claire before Becky?
Yeah, because we worked together, but okay. I've never hung out with her outside of work except for maybe like once, if that.
How sure are you that Javier and Becky were actually dating?
Well, from what she told me, 100%. But then, this is just dumb, but her MySpace said single for the longest time, so I don't know if she didn't change it, but he was really into her from what you could read, and from what she told me, she adored him. Yeah. And I mean, exact quotes, like she was like in love with that guy.
Okay.
And when she came to my house, she just got done having lunch with Bonnie, so... I mean, she was in close contact with him. She had having lunch with Javier and his mom.
But that doesn't mean they're dating, just because she contacted his mom and they care for each other.
Well, I guess not, but she said that was her boyfriend.
Okay. Did you ever see them together?
Mm-hmm. I've never met him.
So you never met him?
Mm-hmm. But my daughter's dad is really good friends with him.
And who was that?
Javier?
No. Your
daughter's dad?
Daughter's dad.
Patrick Kagan? He's not even in this yet, but he knows that.
Are you with Patrick now?
Pretty much, yeah.
Are you dating him now, or is he in the picture because he's the father of your child?
We're going counseling, so.
Okay, I'm just kind of
going in that direction.
Where the circle meets and where it moves off.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like I told you before, everyone has their own story about them, and it's also a little different.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to do is connect all the dots.
Right.
And it helps me to connect the right dot if people tell me what they know versus what they think. Because if they think and they're wrong, then it makes me connect the wrong dot.
Right.
So that's what I'm kind of curious about their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an actual dating, sexual.
I know they were like full blown like having sex all the time. I know that.
Okay. Why do you know that?
Because I don't know because I didn't see it, but like she said that.
Okay. Would Becky lie?
This was kind of funny because when I was working at CBK, I had a picture of her in my thing that I took orders in, and I always folded it over to write it down, and someone said, "Oh, I know her, I've seen her around," and I said, "Yeah, she passed away a couple weeks ago." This was a while ago. And they said, "Yeah, wasn't she, I saw her at the street for a while, didn't she do tweak?" And I said, "No." And this is kind of when my eyebrows raised, but this is just some guy, I have no idea what his name is, couldn't even tell you. But it was just a table I was serving, and he goes, "I heard she was, like, on crack." And I was like, "No." And he goes, "Because I bet you that she probably just got involved with the wrong people." So when you say, "Would Becky ever lie about that?" that kind of brings you back to that. But I mean, like you said, you don't want to connect the wrong dots, so I'm not going to lie.
Well, let me ask you this, okay? And be honest with me, because really our only goal is to find out who's in this to Becky. We're not concerned with everything else that's not the day of her death.
Mm-hmm.
Did she use drugs?
She smoked weed.
Okay.
As far as I knew, and I was with her a lot when I was pregnant. Well, after I had my baby, not so much, but I was with her 3-4 times a week.
Okay, before you had your baby.
Uh-huh.
So
here in school together.
So say between February 06 when your baby's born,
mm-hmm.
and 7 months later, she dies. How often did you see her in that 7 months?
I saw her like 3 times. But talked to her on the phone more than I saw her. She died on a Sunday night, and my 21st birthday party was the night before on Saturday, and I called her to come. She didn't answer. I guess she's working, I'm not really sure. But then she called me Sunday morning, the morning she died, and I missed it because I was working, and I never had a chance to call her back. But I mean, that's how it was all the time.
So Becky's last call to you was on the Saturday
Sunday morning, yeah.
What did she call you, her cell phone?
She called me on my cell phone from her cell phone, but she didn't leave a message, and I just missed the call.
And the last time you called her?
Was Saturday night, probably around 10.
Well, was did you call her on your birthday?
My birthday was on Friday, my party was on Saturday. And then the party was jumped in, and I was like, wait, maybe Becky should come. So I called her. And then I guess she was working.
Well, why didn't she come to your party, or why didn't you contact her prior to your party?
I didn't even think about it. Plus, my boyfriend threw it like 3 days before and tried to make it a surprise party, and then it wasn't.
And you called her on her cell phone or home phone?
On her cell phone. I never called her on her house phone because she was never home.
Why is she never home if she's so family-oriented?
Well, she made comments about her stepdad that she just didn't like him. It wasn't anything big or anything. She just said that he was a dick. So she didn't like being home. Plus, she hated driving the mountains.
Yeah. Why was he such a dick?
She never really said. She just said he was a dick. Like, one time after class, we were supposed to go to, I don't even know. We were supposed to do something. And she goes, no, I have to go. Something about her mom and her mom's car. And she had to do it because her stepdad's too lazy and doesn't give shit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how did she get along with her mom?
She loved her mom. From what she told me and from what people told me, she loved her mom.
Okay. So going back to Becky and her relationship in these last 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's telling you that she's dating Javier.
Mm-hmm.
And she's even saying they're having sex.
Mm-hmm.
But you've never seen them together.
When she came to my house a couple months after my daughter was born, when she said that Robert and her were on the rocks, Javier was never mentioned. So I'm assuming he wasn't in the picture yet. So that was April. So then when I saw her in August, or whatever we're saying, is when she said that they've been together for a couple months. So I'm assuming like 3. So they weren't together very long.
Well, don't you think this is odd that if she has this relationship with Javier and you see her so often that you never see him together?
I saw her 3 times after my daughter was born. 3.
Oh, I thought you were talking like 3 times a week.
No, 3 times, period.
Okay, well, I learned some things.
Yeah, 3 times.
Okay, so you've seen her 3 times in 7 months.
Yeah, I didn't see her very much at all because I was so busy with my daughter.
Why? I mean, I understand caring for a child is busy, but why did your friendship or just time with her
always
come to a stop?
It wasn't any particular reason. It just, I was busy and I wasn't going to school and she was busy with Denny's and this and that, and we just didn't hang out that much. I mean, honestly, that's what happened with me and a lot of people when I had my daughter, but I still talk to people, but just not as much. I never go out, I never do anything. And she's not the type of person to just hang out, so it was like a big stretch for her to come to my house that way.
What do you mean?
Like, she's not one to just, like, hang out at the house. Like, she always wants to go out and do stuff, and I have my daughter, so it was really...
Did you talk to her on the phone then?
Mm-hmm.
More so than...
Yeah.
How often do you think you talked to her on the phone?
When my daughter was born, I didn't really talk to anybody.
I'm talking
anybody
about 7 months. The daughter being born and Becky's death.
I called her before she came to my house, like the 2 months after my daughter was born. I called her and was like, you know, you haven't seen the baby, blah, 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 blah. So she came over, and then that's when we kind of started talking again, because I didn't talk to her immediately after the baby was born. And I talked to her once a week, once every 2 weeks. It wasn't often at all, and we didn't even talk on MySpace at all, because I never even went on it. So I didn't even talk to her that much. But from what I knew, it was kind of a friend when you haven't been with them for a long time, but when you're together, it feels like nothing, no time's passed.
Okay. So say in those 7 months, I mean, you talk to her once a week, once a month?
I talked to her maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks. It wasn't like once every 5 months or something. Like,
mm-hmm. A couple times a month?
Yeah. Let's just say like 2 or 3 times a month I talked to her.
Okay. So she's telling you about this relationship a lot, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know any of like these other friends? Like her female friends?
Well, there was a friend of ours, Amber Zimmerman, and it was the three of us that hung out a lot when I was pregnant because I couldn't do anything. And we hung out a lot. But I didn't really hang out with her friends because, like I said, I wanted to hang out with Becky. And, you know, Becky, I was pregnant. I wasn't going to go out clubbing. So.
What about Amber? Did she continue hanging out with Becky or?
Becky would always babysit Amber's son, and Amber like never said thank you, never paid her, nothing. So Becky just kind of got pissed off at her at the end, and like the last 2 months she was alive, she was just like, you talk to you. That was the only like real person that I hung out with, that Becky hung out with.
What was Becky's social behavior, you know, clubbing, dating, picking up guys?
Well, we went up to Stockton to visit a friend of mine, and we took her car, made a trip out of it, and when she was there, she had sex with one of my friend's friends. And I was like thinking, I'm not that kind of girl. I've been the same guy for 4 years. I'm not the type of person to sleep with someone, and it really rubs me the wrong way when my friends do it. So I kind of was like, well, what are you doing? And she's just like, oh, whatever. So kind of when I talked to her about it, it kind of seemed like, it was almost like a side of her I didn't know. It almost seemed like she was really promiscuous. She just kept it from me. And she was dating Robert at the time because, like I said, we stopped in Gap City at the soccer field or whatever to, like, say bye to him or whatever. And then she hooked up with that guy the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So
did Becky ever tell you why Robert's family didn't like her?
She said his little sister really liked her, but she liked him or something. But that's all, like, she said, she's just like, no one likes me, da-da-da, so we always have to just hang out, because he never wanted to go up to her house because it was so far.
Robert didn't want to go up there?
Well, like, he's been up there, but he just didn't like it.
Do you know if Becky was ever pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Did she ever date anyone like any Marines or anything? You know, like the Marines from Plain on Palm, kind of come out and hang out in Palm Springs and clubbing and stuff like that. Why did Robert and her break up specifically?
She said that he kept cheating on her.
Okay. And did that bother her?
Well, that's the thing. Because she sat there and said how much she loved him all the time, but then she went and did that in Stockton, so I was kind of like, what are you doing? And she was like, well, what he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Okay. Did she do that any other time?
Not that I was with, but she told me, like, oh, I made out with this guy, or I never heard of any other sex stuff besides Javier. But as far as making out, oh, this guy or that guy, I don't know what our names or anything. It's just, oh, what's going on in your life? What have you been up to? Kind of thing.
Did anyone else besides Becky tell you that Javier and Becky were dating?
No, because I didn't really talk to any of her friends. But, like, I feel like his MySpace was just Becky, Becky, Becky. I love Becky.
Whose space?
Javier's.
Yeah.
And then I tried looking for that Robert kid's MySpace. I have no idea where to even start looking.
How old is Robert?
I don't know. I want to say her age. I know that they both went to COD when I went, and that was the fall of 05. So he has to be at least 18 in 05.
Mm-hmm. Was Becky taking any classes in 06?
Who
knows? Mm-hmm. So when you talked to her about your party, why didn't she show up?
She didn't answer the phone. And I'm assuming, I heard it's because she was working. I don't even remember now, but I think she was mm-hmm. working that night. Like I said, I called her last minute. It's just
Did Becky ever tell you about leaving her phone or anything?
She was always like dropping it and stuff. I don't know.
Did she ever lose her phone for a day or two and then end up getting it back?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you know anyone who dislikes Becky?
No. But she just, she seemed like the kind of person that just didn't, like, she was the sweetest person in the world. And I hate saying this about her, like, she's not here, but it's like, I want to help at the same time. But it just seemed like she just didn't really, as far as guys were concerned, didn't really care. So I'm thinking maybe she stepped on the wrong toes, on the wrong girl's toes, like, screwed with someone's boyfriend. Because it just seems that would be the only thing, unless it has to do with the love triangle she was in, that I would have to do it. Because it's like, it wasn't an accident, obviously, so it had to have been a reason.
Mm-hmm. What have you heard that happened?
Well, in the beginning, what I heard, which was going around the first week, and then that was it, that's all I heard about it, was that her stepdad was crazy psycho, But I mean, I've known her stepsister longer than I've known Becky. And she's like, that's crazy. But I mean, it's not like she's going to admit her dad's crazy. So, I don't know. But all I heard is that he pretty much, what I heard, the first story, it's ridiculous, is that he killed them, I don't know how, but then he killed himself. And the house was already on fire when he shot himself. But I don't even know if that's true, so I have no idea how much credibility that has. Mm-hmm. And I never brought it up to Katie because it's her dad, and I felt weird, so I was kind of like, talk about that one again.
So, why is it now that you're coming forward with all this information?
It's not that I'm, like, coming forward. I just didn't think it had enough credibility, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying one way or another.
No, I know. I didn't think it had any credibility, and I told Katie on MySpace like a week or two ago, because she goes, oh, I just want to let you know, we've hired a new investigator, so if you think of anything, let me know, hope you're doing good. I don't really talk to her that much. And I said, well, there's a conversation I had with her, maybe it has, some sort of way or something. And she goes, all right, well, I'll ask someone who knows you that hired you or whoever, like if it would have relevance, and then he called me like very soon after that, so I didn't think it was going to happen that fast. He called me like 2 hours later after I talked to her. I was like, okay. But I didn't think it had any credibility, and to be honest with you, I don't want something to happen to me, because I don't want to say someone's name, because I have a daughter. I don't want to, get someone in trouble that didn't do it, but I really think Robert has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have any proof whatsoever to back up my story, because that's a conversation I had with her, but it's like the only two people that have that conversation is me and someone, and that can't tell the other side of the story. So it's like there's no, like, witnesses to that conversation, so I just feel like I have no purpose, like, saying anything.
Okay, well, it's just one piece to a very large puzzle.
I just don't understand, like, she never did anything to me, but I don't understand, like, how someone could do something, like, so heinous to someone else. It's horrible. Like, I don't understand, like, why her parents were involved. I never met her mom. I never met her stepdad. But from what I heard, like, from, because Becky and I would go to the mall, and I guess her mom worked in the shoe department of some store. And people would always be like, oh, da-da-da, like, Becky, da-da-da, hi, Becky. And I'd be like, gosh, everybody knows you. And they're like, yeah, everybody loves my mom. So I guess her mom was, like, the best lady or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It just really sucks.
So, how did so many people know Becky? I mean, her mom working at the store, I don't see.
I mean, they just knew that was,
I mean, that seems,
what's her face, his daughter.
Yeah, but that seems kind of far-fetched, don't you think?
Well, not really, because she told me her mom's worked with from Mayor Mason or whatever forever.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just walking through, and everyone's like, oh, hi, Becky, because they know her, because that was Vicky's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, doesn't feel that much to me. When I go to my mom's, where Kevin's pulled out too, so. But I also have a kid on my shoulder,
mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, are you talking lots of people or a few people?
Probably like four.
Okay.
Not a huge amount.
Well,
mm-hmm. I mean, from the time we walk in the door into the parking lot, with four people.
Okay.
So,
so not a good deal of people.
Not like the Sears and the mall or anything. No,
I'm
sorry.
It sounds like it's a lot of people.
Sorry, it's like four.
More people as far from everybody.
Sorry, I'm 21 and I overemphasize.
Well, that's why I'm asking. That's kind of why I'm asking so many questions.
I'm fine.
Okay. What else can you tell me?
I don't know. You're coming up with good questions that are triggering stuff, so just keep going with this. Like, I'll sit here all day.
Well, I'm running out of questions.
That's pretty much like all I can tell you. I just think that that conversation I had with her, like, eventually will have like some sort of like keys to this, because I really think that someone got pissed off, and I don't know who or.
Okay, well, your conversation is about Robert, but you're thinking someone.
I'm thinking someone that has. I don't honestly, in my heart of hearts, I don't think Javier has anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Just from what she's told me about him, and Patrick's gone, you know, to school with him and knows him, and, you know, it's just some guy he's grown up with, not best friends or anything, just a guy that's always been in his classes, and, you know, and then I've never met anybody out of all Becky's friends when we went to Denny's, because that's when I met all her friends, is when we had the candlelit whatever at Denny's a day or two after. We were just all talking, and everyone said the same thing. You know, who's this Robert guy? Where did he come from? Like, I guess nobody else had really gotten close to them either.
Well, why was anyone talking about Robert? Why?
Because everybody's trying to weigh this and weigh that, and everyone said the same thing. Everyone's like, well, did you talk to Robert? Because Becky said he was crazy. And everybody, like, I mean, there was a group of 30, 40 of us. And that's what a group of about 15 of us were sitting there going, because, you know, all we're going to do is speculate if we're there or something like that.
What did Becky do up at her house? You know, what did she do, you know, on a weekend or for a day? You know, she'd sit in her room and watch TV or...
Well, what she did, I don't know what she did during the day, but normally she had to go to work at about 10 or 11 at night. And so I know that when she got off at whatever, she would sleep at Claire's house, or she never slept at my house, but she'd always sleep at someone's house, so she could sleep for a little bit before she drove up the mountain.
Okay. Does there ever go like the trails around her house? You know, the wilderness out there?
Mm-hmm.
Did she ever tell you?
Nothing.
Did she ever invite you to go do that?
Mm-hmm. I really don't see her breaking the sweat if she didn't have to, personally. But, you know, and again, I have no idea.
Okay. So my understanding is in August and July you have this...
I can get back to you on the exact date.
Well, you get back with me on that, but not even a conversation, but more like your statement of Robert's crazy.
Like, I am talking exact quote, she said those words, like, and she just had this look in her face, and I kept trying to pry on it, and she just didn't.
What brought that up?
I just, because we were in the bathroom, just whatever, and I was just like, so what's going on? She goes, oh, you know, I have a new boyfriend. And I was like, okay, what's going on with that? And then I said, well, what about Robert? And she goes, oh, that guy's crazy. And I was like, explain. And she goes, oh, I don't know, he was cheating on me, and I just can't handle it. Like, I love him so much, but he's just crazy. She's like, I'm over it now, but she's like, it took me, like, she's like, I was in shock when I found out he was cheating on me, blah, blah, blah. But she just kept saying, like, and I kept asking her, and she just kept, like, going like this. She's like, he's just crazy. But, like, she would look down and go like this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did she, like, why? I mean,
she didn't, like, and that's why it's just like, ugh, it's like, I wish I could just go back and just go back to that second and just, like,
I mean,
sit down and cry it out of her.
I don't see what the crazy thing is. He's cheated.
Exactly.
She's saying he cheated on me, and I have a new boyfriend, so how does that make him crazy?
I don't know, but the thing is that I'm confused on is why he's crazy. He's the crazy one when he cheated on her, supposedly, when her, I don't know, like,
mm-hmm.
you would think he'd be over it because he has someone else. I don't know, but she just said that he just can't accept the fact that we're not together.
Okay. When was she getting these phone calls?
She didn't say when, but I knew that they had, like, stopped for, I'm not sure how long, but a little time before I talked to her, because I asked her, I was like, is he still doing it? And she's like, no, he stopped a little while ago. And I was
okay.
like, okay.
So when she's saying that he's crazy, the phone calls are a thing of the past?
Yeah. Because she said he's crazy as in, like, now, for instance. Like,
okay.
Oh, he's crazy. Not like, he was acting crazy. He is crazy. But then the phone calls had stopped, but he had been doing, like, some shady stuff, I guess, calling her or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I mean, I'm not the cop here. I mean, you guys could, like, go through phone records, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his number or anything or what number it would be, but... I just really, really, really think that has something to do with it. And the fact of the matter is, it's like, it's a true thing. I mean, it's there right in front of my face. When I see that kid, he runs like a little kid.
Okay, so when you see him?
He gives me the look of death. Like, he looks at me like he's seeing a ghost, and he walks away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
remember you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's never said my name or anything like that when he sees me. Like, never. But he looks at me, and I look at him, and then he always just, like, is like, and just goes away. And he knows that I have a baby, because I've seen him, like, one time I was in CPK on my day off with my daughter on my hip, and he was eating, and he saw me. And I know very well he knows it's me, because I was this big when I met him, and I have a kid on me now.
Mm-hmm.
I know he knows who I am, because... She would always, whenever, he was always calling her when, before I had my daughter, when they were together and everything was good. He was always calling her, I'm always a genie. So my name was constantly, he knows, he's heard my name, like, I'm not sure.
If he heard your name and only seen you once or twice, what makes you think he knows you're a genie?
Because, like, I'm the girl that was pregnant that went all the way to Stockton with his girlfriend.
Okay.
You know, so. And then we took a bunch of pictures and stopped it, and we pulled five, and I gave her the copies, and I guess, I've never been to her house in the mountains, but I guess she put pictures up in her room, and somehow he was like, oh, do you need to do that?
I thought he didn't like going to her house.
He'd been to her house, but he didn't like going up there. She was so far.
Where does he work at?
Circuitry.
No, I meant before.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even know he worked at Circuitry until yesterday.
Okay. I meant back when they were dating or in the summer.
No, if she were to say it now and be like, oh, Robert worked at a tree or something, but it's not something I even pay attention to. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm. Well, did he work at a water park?
I have no idea. That doesn't trigger anything in my head. I honestly don't even think she even told me.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible, and I'm not saying it is true, true or false. I'm just trying to figure out Becky's mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Would she be the type of person who to say she was dating Javier and she really wasn't?
She wouldn't be the type of person to just be like, hey, I'm dating that guy, and he has no idea who she is, and she's just crazy, and she totally fabricates it. She was an 18-year-old girl. She might have made it. She might have been the type of girl to be like, it was more than it was, or maybe it was something she really wanted and he didn't, you know what I mean? But, I mean, it was there. They had some sort of relationship because of his MySpace. And, I mean, and she, like, he called when we were at my house. I don't even remember where we were, but I just remember he called, and she's like, oh, I'm in Jenny's, I'm going to go to work. He just called to say hi. So I knew, like, they talked to each other.
Debating them talking to each other,
right?
And not even debating, you know, that they care for each other.
But, I mean, she said, "I love you too" in the conversation with them. So, I mean, it could have been a friend love or something.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at. Is,
yeah.
You know, I want to define the relationship, and
I really believe they were dating because of his MySpace and what she said. But then again, like the tone of your voice makes me rethink everything.
Well, I don't know these people,
right?
Okay.
But I really think they were.
This MySpace, what did it say other than I love her, love her, love her?
It wasn't anything. It was just he said he was in a relationship, and there was pictures he took of her at the lake, I guess. I don't know what lake it was or anything, but it was pictures, things like my baby girl, isn't my girlfriend hot? I think he might even still have them. Up until about 4 months ago, those pictures were still on there.
Okay. When did you see these? After again?
Oh, yeah, after.
Okay.
And then I saw him before, but then there was more after she died. Like, it was almost, and there was, like, recipes, and he added more after she died. But there was just, like, a couple before.
But you didn't see any before her?
No, there was a couple, but then when she died, it was like...
But did you ever go on his site before her death?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There was
okay.
a couple of pictures, but there wasn't a lot. And then when she died, because I was all curious, it was just a bunch.
Right.
I don't know, like, I mean, Patrick made a comment because we were looking at them together and he was like, don't you think that's a little excessive, all those pictures? But then I was like, oh, she died. I don't know if it's that one, but
yeah.
He made that comment.
So the original question was, is it possible that Becky said they were dating or had sex? And that really wasn't the truth, whether she said it to make you jealous or to make her seem like a popular girl, whatever her reason is it possible?
I don't know her as, like, she's never lied to me that I know of, so I don't think of her as a liar.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, she sat there and told her boyfriend for 20 minutes how much she loved him and went and cheated on him in Stockton, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Does she have different personalities? I mean, she acts one way around you, acts one way around Robert, acts one way around Claire, acts another way around someone else?
Well, I don't think she was, I don't know if this is anything, but I don't think so because she was really soft-spoken and this and that. I mean, she's outgoing, like funny, but it's in the midst of everything. She's a really soft-spoken person. And, like, she'd be the type of person to be like, oh, my God, I wish you would have, because I always visit her, like, at Denny's, like, right before I had my baby, like, when she started working there about in January. She always be like, oh, I wish you would have been here 10 minutes earlier. I had the stupidest table. I wish you would have tested her out because I don't have the balls to do it. Just stuff like that. So I know that she wasn't, like, I'm not saying that relevant.
Everything
but,
is relevant.
You know what I mean?
Did you go to high school there?
Mm-hmm. I went to La Quinta. She went to Hart High School in Santa Clarita. Because we stopped off at her house on the way back.
Did she go to high school out here at Palm Desert?
I think she went to Palm Desert for a little bit. I'm not sure. I just know she went out there. I know for sure she went out there. I'm pretty sure I think she went to Palm Desert for a little bit. I think so. And I knew her after she was out of high school. So, or like right before she got out of high school.
Alright. Anything else you can think of?
But if you think any of my stuff has relevance or anything, like, I'll come and do it again. Like, I really, really want to help.
Okay.
Like, super bad.
Well, I appreciate your desire to help. Okay. and we'll see what happens. I'm going to give you my card so you can...
Do you want me to let you know about the date she came over?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I want you to do that, and you can call me back, okay? If I don't answer, you can just leave a message of, you know, the date or whatever. Because it's going to be... Well, it should be July or August, so... Yeah, this is... How are you going to find out the date again?
We took pictures on my camera, so...
Oh, that day.
So, it's deleted off my camera now, but it's on the computer, so I'll have to go...
Well, you still have the pictures on it?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have the date on it?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.